You know, every once in a while in politics, a money guy decides he's going to elevate himself above the politicians.
Okay.
And that happened yesterday.
Uh-huh.
If you remember yesterday morning, we were talking about how there was going to be this new ad campaign. They were going to talk about Barack Hussein Obama.
I've heard of him.
Yep, and they were going to tie him again to Jeremiah Wright and do, I think the story said, all the things that John McCain wouldn't let us do.
Right.
Okay, so that's what they were going to do. Going to be funded by a guy named Joe Ricketts. Joe's got some money. Joe's family owns the Chicago Cubs. Joe's the guy who started, I think, TD Ameritrade. Okay, he was going to pony up $10 million for this campaign.
You keep talking in the, you keep speaking in the past tense,
yep,
Scott.
Because he said, you know what? I'm not going to do it. He said,
really?
I'm not going to do it. Joe Ricketts is interesting. In addition to owning Ameritrade and doing that, he basically does work to help local journalists learn their trade, which is, I think, a commendable thing to do. If journalists would just pay attention. But, I mean, the idea was they were going to hire John Voight or somebody else to voice this thing, and they're going to do the whole campaign, and he pulled the plug on it yesterday. And both sides, both camps, applauded him for doing that. So, way to go. All right.
Yeah, but what? So what? Every dirty player on both sides is going to take the high road, too?
Nah. Don't have to worry about that.
Yeah, because I'm sure the Obama campaign, you know, they're already targeting Romney.
Okay, so here we go. Yesterday on Andrew Breitbart's website, and then it made it over to Drudge, back in 1991, a company put together a pamphlet of people, promotional pamphlet, and one of the people who they mentioned in this said pamphlet was Barack Obama. 1991.
Yeah.
Quote, Barack Obama, the first African-American president of the Harvard Law Review, was born in Kenya and raised in Indonesia and Hawaii.
Oops.
Dang. Well, by late yesterday, and of course, it got picked up on some mainstream news as well. The lady who edited the text said, I just made a mistake. It was a fact-checking error by me.
Oh. Okay. Who edited the text?
Right.
Who wrote the text?
Right. Well, I don't know. Now, the only thing...
Who was the initial fact checker?
Yeah.
Who was the fact miner, if you will?
And I'm not going to get into the whole birthers thing, but I do consider this unusual, and that is that no time since then did anybody in the Barack Obama organization go, wait, this is not right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They did not...
Nobody said, this guy might be president someday.
They did not dispute it.
And this was in what publication?
Well, what it is it's a company called Distel and Goodrich. They are an agency, and they represented people, a lot of people, Tip O'Neill, folks like that when he was still alive.
Like on the speaking circuit?
Yeah, and authors, okay. Right. Okay. And so this was a pamphlet that simply said, these are short bios of the people who we represent. And that's what the one about Obama said. So, 1991.
So if you're doing a pamphlet and putting a bio on it, how do you normally get that information about the bio?
Yeah, yeah.
From the person himself.
Right. Ostensibly.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Oh, I understand.
Back then there was an email, but don't you send a letter or make a phone call and say, hey, we're putting this pamphlet together. We need to know a little bit about you. Could you send us something?
There's probably something in writing somewhere that does that.
And back then I would think that Barack Obama didn't have a heck of a lot of people to send that bio out, right?
Yeah, probably not. Excuse me, I misspoke. The last remaining hard copy of that up until yesterday probably existed.
Huh.
May not exist anymore.
I'll be darned.
And again.
I think I just became a birther. This is really fishy.
But it is a little unusual.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so, and of course, as you prepare for your presidential run, you like to find audio of your opponent saying something that, well, doesn't really work that well. We all remember the moment when John Kerry told us that he
voted for it
before he voted against it, right? Speaking in Jacksonville, Florida, Mitt Romney was asked to verify a statement that he'd made on a radio interview show with Sean Hannity. Here's Mitt Romney.
I'm not familiar precisely with exactly what I said, but I stand by what I said, whatever it was.
Mitt.
once again.
I don't know.
I'm actually going to, I haven't, I'm not familiar precisely with exactly what I said, but I stand by what I said, whatever it was.
Because I never tell a lie. Yeah.
So I mean,
and I never
again,
make a mistake. I never misspeak.
Again, I don't know how many times they've been laughing and guffawing about that at Obama headquarters, but, I mean, sometimes you just make it too easy for them.
Don't know what I said, but I stand by it.
Yeah.
I'm actually going to – I'm not familiar precisely with exactly what I said, but I stand by what I said, whatever it was.
You said you like trees, sir.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Something
like
about trees. They were all the same height. And the thing is,
and I believe pie. There may have been something about pie in there.
The thing is, in his own way, he could very well have been poking fun at himself by doing that. Because, I mean, if you hear it in his voice, he's not... Yeah, he's
no, that does not sound like he's. That does not sound self-deprecating.
Yeah. Oh, you don't think so?
No.
Okay. Once again,
I'm actually gonna. I'm not familiar precisely with exactly what I said, but I stand by what I said, whatever it was.
I'd have to see his face, but there's stumbling at the very beginning, so he's caught off guard.
Yes, he was.
And there's not even a slight chuckle. I don't hear a lilt of humor in his voice. There's not even a slight chuckle.
And I think, and it had to do with Jeremiah Wright, if memory serves, that's what trying to get a verification of things that he had said.
Well,
back
you know what? If I'm Mitt Romney's strategist, now that the nomination's mine, I'm not appearing on Hannity ever again. Because you know what? The people that listen to Hannity are going to vote for Mitt Romney.
That's right. You need to be spreading out you need to get your voter base a little bit wider.
He gains nothing by appearing on Sean Hannity now, radio or TV.
I agree completely. All right, 6:48.